Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now, Alan Stevo, who is a political contributor for the Daily Caller, The Hill, and some other media sources. Also, the author of the book, Face Masks and One Lesson. Alan, welcome in. Thanks for being with us.
Be with you, JT.
Well, I see now that the Moderna CEO, Stephanie Bancel, one of the companies that has put out the vaccine, has said that the coronavirus will probably be with us forever despite these vaccines, and kind of hinting around that we may be wearing masks forever. What? What are your thoughts on, first of all, where we are with the mask and the progress we've made with the vaccines and distribution, and then where you think we'll be on the other side of this?
You know, this thing about wearing masks forever, I started my book Face Masks in One Lesson with an explanation about how face masks don't work based on a CDC study from the CDC Journal of Epidemiology, Emerging Infectious Disease from May 2020. Fantastic study that says we have to do serious things to combat respiratory viruses like this, and face masks are not a serious thing.
Well, you know, when you talk about the face masks, and there's all kinds out there, the N95s, then the step down to, the homemade masks, the masks you buy that are cloth, the surgical masks that are thin and paper that look like blue. So I've always been under the thought that if I have a mask on and you have a mask on, Alan, it decreases maybe only 5%, but it decreases the potential of spreading the virus between the two of us or somebody else.
There's, when you look at these studies, this is a lot of people think this, and there's these mechanistic studies out there that say, hey, in theory, this particle size, that particle size, blah, blah, blah. And these are the studies that tend to be put out there more. And then there's controlled randomized trials with laboratory confirmed results. And these studies aren't saying, well, in theory, it should work. They're saying when we test people at the end of this period who wore masks and these people who didn't wear masks, we see there's no difference. But there's a big difference in things like, is someone smoking? Is someone obese? Does someone have diabetes? Is someone eating well? Is someone exercising? There's topics like this that really do work, and we're not talking about them. We're talking about the things that have almost
worked the least.
No impact.
Yeah. Now, I understand the underlying health conditions are a major part of how well you do with the virus. I've got friends that are struggling right now in the hospital, that have, been put on ventilators. And I've seen folks that battle through this that are older that have no problems. You hear the stories. 100-year-old man survives coronavirus with very little symptoms. 42-year-old man is on a ventilator. I mean, the correlation between the two, you got to look at their backgrounds and their health, history and see what's going on here. You're right. I think, there has been emphasis put on those with underlying health conditions are at greater risk for, troubles with coronavirus. But when they talk about the masks in public, it's, I guess, something that we can all do, and it's been being pushed. Now, the reality is that there are mandates for people to wear masks when you go into certain buildings, restaurants, across the country. What part of the country are you in, Alan?
I'm on the West Coast. I'm in super lockdown land, and I can tell you I do not wear a mask. And my book, Face Masks and One Lesson, is for those people who don't want to wear a mask. And I go step by step. In 10 minutes, you can figure out how to never wear a mask 95% of the time. And the rest of the book is, if they say this to you, say this. If this happens, try this. And I don't wear a mask. There's thousands of people who have used my book to never wear a mask. And I don't need to convince anyone to stop wearing a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask anymore, you can legally, legitimately never wear a mask again. That's why I wrote my book. Millions of Americans can do this. And you take a look at your local orders. You have a nice conversation with the manager, and that handles most of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've seen it, and I've also seen people get pretty irate about not wearing masks. But fact remains, there are mandates that you got to wear it in some situations. Alan Stevo, once again, the book is called Face Masks in One Lesson.
you are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.